This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What's yours is mine and what's mine is yours, or so you promised. A recent survey by the personal finance site Bankrate.com found that about 22 million Americans who are either married or living together keep separate bank accounts, and younger couples are even more likely to keep their money separate. Marketplace's Ryan Kailoth looks at why.
For its survey, Bankrate.com talked to 1,000 couples about money. John Slowacek's organization has talked to a few more than that.
We're trial lawyers specializing in divorce.
Slowacek's president of the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers. He says more couples are banking separately for two reasons. First,
it's really a direct result of more women in the workforce.
With both partners working, he says, each one's more likely to have their own lifestyle and their own expenses. And people are marrying later.
So they have accumulated some of their own wealth before marriage, and they want to protect it.
Mike Cetera, an analyst at Bankrate, says couples under 27 are the group most likely to avoid joint accounts. There aren't any legal or tax reasons to have one, he adds. The benefit's more intangible.
It's more the idea of trusting one another and having a shared journey through life.
Keep your money where you like, says divorce lawyer John Slowacek. Lose the trust part, and that's when you end up in his office. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailoth for Marketplace.